Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I'm joined in the studio this morning by four folks from the Sitka Conservation Society. They're here to talk about their Wild Foods Potluck, which is coming up this Sunday from 5 to 7:30 at Sweetland Hall on the Sitka Fine Arts Campus. We have Ray Friedlander, who's the Tongass Forest Community Organizer. Is that correct, Ray?
Yes, that's correct.
And Mary Wood, who's the Living with the Land and Building Community Program Coordinator. Is that correct, Mary?
Yes, that's correct. Good morning.
Let me see if I can pot you up a little more. And there's Richard Nelson, who's an SCS board member. Richard, you've been on the board since 1983.
Yeah, yes. Good morning, Melissa. It's great to be here.
And Judy Lehman, who recently joined the SCS board.
Good morning,
everyone. Well, let's talk a bit about the nuts and bolts of this event. It's happening this Sunday. And Ray, what's the theme this year and what's the lineup?
Well, Wild Foods Potluck is our annual event where we get the community together to share really delicious food that folks have either foraged, hunted, gathered, collected, you name it, it's there. And if you don't have an item, if folks don't have an item that they've caught, then they can just garnish their dish with like a spruce tip or something.
So there's no minimum on how much wild food you need in a dish.
No, okay. No. The point is we're bringing folks together because we want to share what we've been doing for the community as our contributions. This like a conservation society. We want to bring folks together, share a good meal, and also share our work. And so the theme this year, which is kind of, I guess, appropriate for wild foods, is subsistence. And so we're going to start off the event. So the doors open at 5. So folks come at 5. We should be on game to start at around 5:20. It's opening up with a video featuring Bob Ellis and our community sustainability organizer, Tracy Gagne, in a seafood harvesting video, a couple minutes. And then we'll transition into featuring a community member, Jesse Raymond. He's a fisherman from PA and Sitka, kind of giving a subsistence calendar story, talking about all the different things that you can harvest and subsist from throughout the year. And then we'll talk about the meaning of wild. Adam Andis, our wilderness coordinator and communications director, is going to be discussing this film that he has made along with a few other folks celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. And so we're sharing all of these stories, sharing good food in the hopes that, you know, we'll spark some conservation conversation.
And a little bit of competition, too. Is there a contest in terms of the foods for the potluck?
Yeah, there's three categories for folks that want to enter. Best side, best dish, and best dessert, with prizes from organizations like the Fisherman's Eye Gallery, Russell's, the Sitka Artist Co-op featuring art from Lisa Tees and Sandra Griba, and a few other folks, too, that have donated. And we're really thankful to them. So there's prizes if you all want to enter in your dish. Bring it on. We're waiting.
What have been some of your favorite dishes over the years, folks, or most memorable?
Oh, man, there's so many. There's so many really interesting, unique foods that people bring in. It's hard for me to conjure up one in particular that stands out. It's this feast, this sort of collage of all the things that you can get from the land and waters here. Those of us with a sweet tooth, not pointing the finger at anybody in particular, will remember some of the great berry desserts, berry pies and cobblers and stuff like that. But on the other hand, fabulous main dishes with venison and fish and all the stuff that we can find here locally. So, oh man, hard to pick out anything in particular. It's all fantastic.
Well, Mary, a lot goes into organizing an event like this, and you've been doing quite a bit of that work. Can you share with us a bit what it takes?
Yeah, I've been helping Ray coordinate the logistics of Sweetland Hall, because it's a new location for us for this event, and also the volunteers to help everyone make the event run smoothly. In particular, at Sweetland Hall, we have a parking creativity, I guess. We're going to have Rasmussen parking lot be more for the elders and for food drop-off, and then everyone else who is up for a little walk before the event, we're going to ask them to park at the Hames Center parking lot.
Okay. Now, Ray, you touched on briefly the connection between this event and the mission of the Sitka Conservation Society and your goals in terms of hosting this event. Would anybody like to add anything further?
I think it's Judy. A great opportunity for us to use local foods and use them in a very creative way that tastes very good.
Now, Judy, you're new to the Sitka Conservation Society board. What drew you? Why did you join the board?
I joined because of the society's goals and the way that they go about achieving them, like through Fish to Schools, the potluck, 4-H.
Thank you. And Richard, you've been on for decades. What keeps you?
Yeah, I've been on the board for a pretty long time. I think it's a way for me of giving something back. I'm pretty fanatical about the outdoors and feel incredibly lucky to live in this place and in this part of the world. And so working on behalf of conservation is a way for me to say thank you to this place that gives so much to us. I think the Wild Foods Potluck is another way of doing that. We're so incredibly lucky here. We don't live where we grow crops and where we can have fruit trees in the backyard. So the countryside around Sitka is our farm, and we get to have this wild, organic, absolutely amazing food. Most of us in SES are one way or the other involved with gathering, fishing, or hunting. And so we're engaged with the land and the waters a lot, and the Wild Foods Potluck, I don't know where else you'd find something like it. I mean, it's really unique to our place. And it's a way for us to express this amazing connection we have with the land. So we get together, we enjoy each other's company, and we feast on this amazing country where we live.
And briefly, what is the mission of the Sitka Conservation Society? Somebody, Ray.
Protecting the Tongass while also developing sustainable communities.
Wonderful. Well, this Sunday, Sitka Conservation Society's Wild Foods Potluck, that's happening at 5 o'clock, running through 7:30 at Sweetland Hall on the Sitka Fine Arts Campus. Thank you, everyone, for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Eat up.